Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. We are live and local here on a Tuesday, November 18th. We took the show on the road yesterday to Raleigh, North Carolina for VCU at NC State. Ended up being a thriller, but a heartbreaking loss for the Rams. We'll recap it later on the show today. But it was a fun trip, and so with that being a Monday on the road, it means that Tuesday we have taken the show here to Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on by, grab a beer, and check out the show. It's 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, which means we're time to open up the phone lines here, talk about my favorite football team in town, the Skinny Skin Skins on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, folks?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So, I've defended Dan Quinn. I will continue to defend Dan Quinn. I thought the defense was much improved. I thought the goal line stands were terrific. I thought the awesome plays, the sack of Tua, the big stop that Jacob Martin had. I thought the guys played for Dan Quinn. There was a difference. I will argue with everybody. There was a difference between Joe Witt Jr.'s play calling and Dan Quinn and his use of the personnel and Dan Quinn's. And it improved. But you still lost the game. And it's still a miserable week. And it's going to be a miserable 2 weeks because that loss happens before the bye week. And now the season's basically completely over mathematically. And you're all sitting here pissed off, just like I am, that we lost that game to the Dolphins. I'm still pissed that we lost to the Dolphins because we had a game-winning kick. And I'm pissed that I knew it wasn't going in, right? That's, I think, what's driving me crazy and eating me up inside. I knew Matt Gay wasn't going to make that kick. I knew there was no chance in hell that Matt Gay was going to make that kick. I knew Washington needed to get closer. Grant Poulsen was talking about it on his show. This season, Washington's basically needed to get to the 32-yard line for field goal range. Why? Because Matt Gay can't make anything above 50. He just can't do it. In the National Football League now, if you don't have a kicker that can make from 50-plus, that's a huge negative for your team and your offense and your ability to put points on the board. And so I told you guys this yesterday. For the first time in his career in Washington, I am questioning Adam Peters. In Adam We Trust is over for this Adam. I'm starting to question every freaking move he's made. Why is this guy not in Washington? Why do we pay that guy? Why did we pay that guy? Why did we make that trade? I'm questioning it all now. And I still think Adam Peters has done a tremendous job, and he's done a lot more good than bad. This has been his first real blemish on his record. No, I'm not going to blame Adam Peters for the Marshon Lattimore failure. That was a failure. I don't blame him at all. They needed help. in the secondary. We still need help in the secondary. It was a big swing and a miss, but I don't fault him. The team had gotten to 7-2, and you had an opportunity to make a playoff run, which they did. I blame Adam Peters for the kicking failures, and it has now cost us multiple games. That's his job. That's his job, to identify weaknesses and improve them. And although last year was the most successful season in 30 years, there were weaknesses on this team, and kicking was one of them. Why? Because we had to go through 4, 5, 6 kickers last year. Austin Seibert, Zane Gonzalez was the guy that actually doinked it in the postseason. We didn't have a reliable kicker. And Adam Peters went out and gave the biggest contract in the history of the NFL to a kicker in Matt Gay. And that move failed. And that move has cost Washington multiple games this year. Multiple games. And so I'm starting to question every move he's made now. And I'm telling you, there is still a lot more good than there is bad. But this is the first real blemish on his record. This is the first real time where I can say, yeah, Adam Peters messed up. Now, one thing I like about my general manager. I like when my general manager throws out the trash. And that's what he did. He could have said, I gave Matt Gay a $4 million contract. Damn it, he's kicking out the season for Washington. He didn't do that. Matt Gay was cut as soon as they got home from Madrid. I like that move right there. I like my GM being aggressive and throwing away the trash. He admitted that was a mistake. Some GMs wouldn't do that. And so I admit that's his first blemish, but I also think it's a positive that he moved on from Matt Gay with, you know, kind of the swiftness there. But it probably should have happened week two after the loss to the Green Bay Packers. Washington signs Jake Moody. Well, Jake Moody was drafted by the 49ers. He now is on his third different team. You have to wonder, is Adam Peters going too much to the well that is former 49ers guys? There's still a lot of good. There's still a lot of good in terms of, I think that Javon Kinlaw was an awesome signing, right? And Frankie Louvu has not been as good this year, but I still think it was a good signing, and I'm not giving up on him. I think Dan Quinn used Louvu in better ways than Joe Witt. We saw more of the game from Louvu that I expected, right? I just think that we have to admit, he's no longer perfect anymore, and I'm starting to question some of the moves he made this offseason. I understand why they went back to Noah Brown. He caught the Hail Mary, and it's not like De'Ami Brown's having a terrific season, but there just seems like there was a disconnect between Adam Peters and Cliff Kingsbury in terms of the usage for each wide receiver. We do not have a vertical threat. That was De'Ami Brown. All right, well, you let him go. You brought in Deebo Samuel. He's not a vertical threat. Well, Terry McLaurin's your vertical threat. Well, he hasn't been there. And so this team has had absolutely no vertical threat all season. And that also came back to haunt them in the loss in Madrid to the Miami Dolphins. And several times this season, if you see the way teams are defending Washington, they just don't believe that our receivers will beat them deep. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Let's go to Frank on line one. What's up, Frank? You're on the Fan.
Long time no talk, A-Watt. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, I'm all right. What's up, dude?
Yeah, listen, I haven't called in all year long about this team at all, and it's just a massive disappointment. And I'm not yet ready to give up on Adam Peters. To your point, he's made a lot of good moves, and the biggest flaw to him is going to be the kicker position. And I think the thing that frustrates me so much about kicker is that the XFL, USFL, whatever it is in today's world, they have these kickers out there that are making these phenomenal kicks, and I have no idea why we can't just call up one of those guys that's sitting at home right now and have them come try out to make this team, and I bet you they'd be better than what we currently have. And it's just, yeah, overall it's just been frustrating. Like, I was at home watching that game with my sister and her husband were over, and when he missed that kick, he kicked it, and I said, he's going to miss this. And my brother-in-law goes, you know this team too well. I said, you bet your bottom dollar I do. And he goes, yeah, man, that's frustrating. I said, I'm used to it at this point. Like, it's been 20-some years of my life that I've experienced nothing but failure, and last year just spoiled me. So that makes this year even worse, man, because we saw the glimpse of hope and very quickly vanished before our eyes, man. It's tough.
Yeah, and it's tough seeing kickers around the league have so much success, especially like what's going on in Dallas with Aubrey and Tampa. Their guy has made 8 out of 8 from 50-plus. It's just it's become a weapon in the league, and Washington is lacking there. We'll be diving into Adam Peters' draft class throughout the rest of this season, because I need to see something from Johnny Newton. I'm desperate for a Ben Sinnott showing. I cannot believe Colson Yankoff is stealing snaps from him. It's driving me crazy. Jalen Lane, your boy from Virginia Tech. I thought we'd get more from him, man. A couple bad drops in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and he's been really inconsistent, and the one thing I'll defend about Jalen Lane is that he had inconsistent quarterback play in Virginia Tech, too, and now you have inconsistent quarterback play between Jaden Daniels and Marcus Mariota, so that's going to continue to be a problem. But, yeah, it has been disappointing as a whole across the entire board, and then I still put, obviously, rightfully so, a lot of this back on DQ. Joe Witt wasn't the guy last year. That defense was a Band-Aid defense, and the offense covered up a lot of those inefficiencies of the defense. Now the offense hasn't produced this year, and the defense has been even worse. That goes back to your defensive coordinator, and then the second you switch him out of the booth, nothing changes, and then DQ takes over those play calls, and guess what? The defense played, technically, they played better. The blitz packages that were in place were more creative. We had more pressure. We still let up those big plays, but it was a better called defense than what we're used to. So that goes back to DQ.
Yeah, and, of course, everybody faults Dan Quinn for being too loyal, and that might have been the issue here with Witt. But I think his 100% secret sauce is calling the plays, and I think he needs to be the defensive coordinator throughout his time here in Washington, because you were brought in to make the defense relevant, to take that defense and elevate them. You have to call the plays. You have to have your hands on the defense at all times and trust that Cliff Kingsbury will do his thing on the offensive side of the ball. What do you want to see throughout the rest of this season after the bye week?
Jaden Daniels come back healthy, play consistently. I want to see if these pieces, to your point, draft picks that we have on defense, if they're going to pan out under DQ calling the plays. And that's really it. I just want to see some sort of consistency on really the defensive side of the ball. It's bothered me the most because that's what's making us lose these games, these long sustained drives by the competing offense. Our offense gets on the field, goes 3 and out half the time, and then defense is right back on the field. I want to see defense. I want to see these draft picks. I want to see how DQ calls the rest of the year. And then I want to see, more importantly, obviously this year's a wash. I want to see what he does in the offseason. Because having 6 draft picks ain't going to do you much good when you have so many freaking holes on all sides of the ball. So I'd be curious to see if they make any trades or if they try to trade back out of that. You know, now it appears to be a top 5 pick to trade back to get some more picks, or if they sign some free agents that are willing to come take a chance in Washington. So we'll see, man. We'll see. Not a good year.
Yep. Appreciate you chiming in, man. Good to hear from you. It's been a struggle for Commanders fans. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. The Commanders will now move to their 8th kicker of the Adam Peters era. Brandon McManus, it was not his fault that didn't work out. Adam Peters' fault. Ramiz Ahmed, Riley Patterson, Cade York, Austin Seibert, Zane Gonzalez, Matt Gay, that's all directly on Adam Peters. This offseason, just like last offseason, will continue to be the most important in offseason in Commanders history, and every year while Jaden Daniels is still on that rookie contract. They need help at wide receiver. They definitely need a tight end. I've been arguing with Michael Phillips whether or not they should draft a running back. He thinks, in the 6th or 7th round. We need help on offense, and we also need, it feels like, 8 new players on defense. It's almost too much for one offseason. But yet they did it last year because the cupboard was bare when Ron Rivera left and they figured it out. I believe in the brain trust that is Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, but you have to talk about how they definitely missed this year. And this year has been a failure, and it's been a waste of Jaden Daniels on his rookie contract. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Welcome back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We're live and local till 3 p.m. Hokie Steve's going to join us here from Capitol Ale House at 2 p.m. Talk about the big news, James Franklin hired as the next head coach for Virginia Tech football. We'll go around the NFL and take a look at the playoff picture. It's not going to include Washington. Joining us right now on the Hadeen Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to discuss the Commanders' season, Joe Yashiroff. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what? Playoffs? Playoffs? Yeah, we're not talking playoffs, are we?
No, and it's just it's crazy because a year ago we were the New England Patriots of this season. Now New England has stepped into that role. The theme of the show today has been, I am absolutely putting the first blemish on Adam Peters' resume here in Washington with the kicking failures. I do not blame him for Marshawn Lattimore. I will continue to defend that because we were desperate for help and it looked like we were going to be a contender. But this kicking failure, it's absolutely the first scratch on his resume.
Absolutely. I hate to be boring and agree with everything that you said, but I agree with everything that you said. This was a disaster from the jump. You don't have any competition for the guy. I mean, you know, why are we making him into a Hall of Fame kicker having no competition, where the whole premise and philosophy of this team is competition for everybody and every job? So totally agree that was messed up from day one. He had to go. I don't feel good when somebody loses their job, but that they had to do it. They should have done it much earlier.
So with this being such a failure at the kicker position, it's making me go back and like question everything else that Adam Peters has done. And I'm still team, he's done way more positive than negative. But it's like seeing this blow up in their face and lose multiple games this season, it's making me want to go back and like look at everything through a fine tooth, a comb here. Like, why did they let De'Ami Brown go? Like, the whole, I feel like there was a disconnect between Adam Peters and Cliff Kingsbury at the wide receiver position. And you can't just say, well, the answer was we thought McLaurin would play. That's not good enough.
No, I agree with that. I mean, yes, there was that tendency, you know, when you lose and lose a lot, everything is bad and everything is wrong. Just like on the flip side, last year, everything looked great. And, you know, everything wasn't great last year, but it looked great because of all the wins. So I'm with you on looking at everything, but I think that it's a little too early to say, you know, it was a mistake to hire Adam Peters or to fire Dan Quinn. This year you just throw out, and then let's see what they do in the offseason the next year.
Wide receiver moving forward, what do they do? Is this going to be a free agent? Is this going to be a draft pick? Like, I have so many people that reach out to me, and they're like, every single draft pick needs to be on the defensive side of the ball. The defense is awful. And I'm like, yeah, well, don't you have to give Jaden weapons too?
You have to. And last time I was on with you, it might have been last week or the week before, I said first-round pick might even have to be a wide receiver, and typically you were not going to pick a wide receiver depending on who it is and the level that they're at. But the answer to your original question is yes. Not only draft, but first- or second-round pick, in my opinion, has to be a wide receiver and a free agent. You need to get two quality receivers in there. You don't know how long Terry's going to be with the team with the contract that he gave them. So they need two quality wide receivers at least, and then some depth behind that.
Are you entering into a bidding war at all with anyone over Debo? Or are you saying, thank you for your one season, have a nice career?
I don't know. I mean, you know, based on Terry McLaurin, and you can't, you know, it's a different guy, different situation, but you have receiver basically who's 30-plus. I'm not getting into a bidding war. And, I mean, if Adam Peters is consistent with his philosophy, he won't either. The Terry McLaurin thing was a different situation, given Terry's stature on and off the field. So I'm going to say the short answer is no. The longer answer is just what I said. I mean, he'd be great to have. When he's healthy, he is such a Swiss Army knife. And even against Miami, you saw things that he can do. But no, bidding war, no way.
Yeah. Does that make you question the trade at all? I mean, it's been a wasted season, and you could use those draft picks because you're definitely not – I mean, here's the thing about Debo, and I don't want to get into a bidding war either, but he's going to get overpaid the way he's played this year. And so he's probably completely gone as a Commander.
I would think so. I mean, I don't question giving up a fifth-round pick to get Debo because – the thinking, you have to go back to last year. Again, you're one step away from the Super Bowl. Again, it's a little deceptive, but hey, bottom line is you're one step away. So now you're thinking, all right, we're going for it this year. So I think it was actually a great trade that to do what he did this year. And obviously it didn't work out for anything or anybody. But no, I thought it was a good trade, but that doesn't mean that if he goes, I don't think you go look back and say it was a bad trade.
So you're one step away. We all would have agreed with that take last year. But now looking at the way this season has played out, what went wrong there, right? Because they all thought they were one step away. They made major moves to put them into the conversation of contenders, and it's just completely gone wrong. And I don't think you can just say, oh, it's because of the injuries.
No, I mean, injuries are a big part of it. When you have four or five key guys out on offense and on defense, I know that the 49ers have done that and are doing well, but that's the exception rather than the rule. So I think injuries were a big part of it. The other part of it is last year wasn't supposed to happen. You know, it wasn't part of the plan. I mean, sometimes things happen that aren't part of the plan. Last year was probably going to be a 500 season, if that. And it didn't happen. And so now everybody's expectations are higher, unrealistically so, and fans and media alike, we get unrealistic. And so we were trying to say, all right, well, now we're a Super Bowl team. Well, clearly they're not.
Right, but isn't Adam Peters supposed to be able to identify that? Like, he should have known, hey, we're actually not one step away. I know this roster. I was asked about it in my introductory press conference, how good this roster is. He paused, right? Everybody's still talking about the pause that he made when he first got here. He should have known we're not one step away.
Well, but he had to change his plan given what happened last year. So, yes, I agree with you. But, you know, once you do what they did last year, now you're thinking, okay, and I'll give you a hypothetical. If there weren't all these injuries, I think the Commanders, I said it before the season, I don't know if it was on your show or other shows, that a great season this year would have been 10 wins because of the schedule, because of the luck last year, luck with health. So I think he thought, all right, we're going to be a 10, maybe 11 win season. And without those injuries, I could argue maybe that would have happened. I mean, nobody knows. So I don't think it was that huge of a miscalculation. But yes, it was, looking at the record now.
Yeah, and the other part about the injuries is it's not just injuries. It's our franchise quarterback, and he means more to our organization than Brock Purdy, who's getting paid millions of dollars to the 49ers, or Kyler Murray in Arizona. Sure. Like, that's what's so frustrating is we're by far not the only team that's lost our quarterback, but our quarterback means more to our franchise than everybody else's.
100%, and also the whole thing about you got him on a rookie contract, here's this bonus season that wasn't supposed to happen. Okay, we got to shift our focus, and now we got to go for it. So I think that's what they all did, and you know, maybe he should have been smarter than that, but I can see where he was going with that, and I don't necessarily blame him.
Defensively, of the 11 guys, how many new starters would you like to see next year? Because I think that's the issue is, I'd like to see probably 8 new starters. I don't think that's possible in one offseason.
I don't think it's possible if you're trying to be good. I mean, at least 4 or 5. I mean, the old guys, you know, Bobby Wagner can still have 10 tackles every game, but he still can't cover anybody, so you're going to have to make a decision. You know, Von Miller. So I think at least 4 or 5, but, you know, at least 1 or 2 at every position group. You know, the line, the linebackers, and defensive backfield. So, yeah, it's going to be some changes, and you'll have a new defensive coordinator. I think that's not going out on a limb. So the defense will look, I think, completely different next year.
Yeah, I've been saying I need Dan Quinn to call the plays throughout his time here in Washington.
Yeah.
That's his secret sauce. Yeah.
No question. I mean, that's what he is. He's a defensive coordinator who happens to be the head coach. And we saw the differences. We saw the blitzing. The other part of, you know, when your defense is bad, there's, you know, 2 good ways to deal with that is to blitz and to hold on to the ball. And they did both. So they kind of did what you needed to do, and it still wasn't enough. But, yeah, you could tell the difference. And they contained Waddle, you know, those 2 big fourth down stops. They still couldn't stop the run. That was painful to watch. But, no, you could definitely see the differences with Quinn calling the D.
Yeah, they didn't stop the run, but I saw more effort to set the edge. Yep. Like, there was a play in which it was like, I think it was maybe Preston Smith. He was like, there's no way in hell you're getting around me. And the guy went all the way to the corner, to the outside, to the sideline, and then he cut back inside. So they didn't actually let him outside, but he still gained 10 yards.
He set the edge, and it still didn't work.
Yeah, exactly. Joe,
what
really appreciate the time, man.
Anytime, AWOD. Thank you.
That is Joe Yashiroff. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Joe is always fun to bring on the show. He is a sports journalism professor at Maryland and longtime TV executive sports producer in D.C. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, coming at you live and local from Capitol Ale House here on a Tuesday, November 18th, week 11 of the National Football League, ended last night with a Monday Night Football win for the Dallas Cowboys. Time to go around the National Football League with all the latest news and notes, injury reports, and more here on NFL Hits.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
So, Jay Money, let's do a little overreaction Tuesday here. And my first overreaction in the AFC is I do not think the top three teams currently in the conference will be playing in the AFC Championship game. I don't think it's going to be Denver, New England, or Indianapolis. I would still put money on Buffalo versus Kansas City, or a Baltimore versus Kansas City, or maybe the Chargers, or even Pittsburgh. I just don't believe in those top three teams to advance to the AFC Championship game. And that's because we see this every year. There's a difference between regular season football teams and playoff football teams. Last year, the Minnesota Vikings were a regular season team. This year, I think the Indianapolis Colts are going to be an awesome regular season team. That's my overreaction, Jeremy.
Yeah, I guess my more reaction to that is, do you really think the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs?
Yeah, I do. They could be three games out with three games to play, and I would still believe in them. I people are saying, oh, well, hey, well, they're 10 games into the season now, and we're seeing the same old stuff from them. Yeah, but we also have to admit, they play a championship schedule. They always play a first-place schedule. This was the hard part of the schedule. Back-to-back road games in very tough environments at the Bills and at the Broncos. I think we're all going to feel a lot different about the Chiefs over the next 3 weeks with Colts, Cowboys, Texans. I definitely feel like you're going to see them at 8-5, with a couple games to play. And so, yeah, I would put money on the Chiefs making the playoffs right now and feel confident about that, Jeremy.
I mean, I think that Houston-Texans game is huge for that. I think if they make the playoffs, they're dangerous, right? But they're behind the Jaguars, who already beat them, the Chargers, who already beat them, and the Bills, who already beat them in that wild card spot right now. If they lose to the Texans this week, that's the four teams in the hunt and in the wild card ahead of them that they have now lost to. This game is huge for their season, I think. But also, back to what you were saying, I think you're right. I think the Ravens, the Bills, probably the favorites to get to the AFC Championship. Throw the Chiefs in there if they make it. These teams that are leading the top right now, the Broncos are super inconsistent. They've won a lot of games in a row, but they haven't looked super great, kind of like the Chiefs did last year without Patrick Mahomes at the front. They just have Bo Nix instead. And the Patriots, a young team, the Colts unproven, led by a running back. We've seen how that kind of worked in the past with Daniel Jones at the helm of a playoff team before.
My other overreaction is the Chicago Bears will not win that division. I do not believe in year one of Ben Johnson ending in a division championship. They've gotten so lucky over the last 3 weeks. The schedule heats up. They have the Packers twice. And the Lions once. I think they're going to fall out of first place in the division.
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% agree with that one. I think the Bears are playing with fire right now. It's impressive that they're winning all these games. It really is. But the fact that they have to get these magic comebacks, get these walk-off field goals, it's going to bite them in a really tough division race right now.
What did you want to overreact about here on an Overreaction Tuesday?
My biggest overreaction, I don't know, the Seahawks might be frauds. The way that they played, we've seen Sam Darnold go up against these defenses like the Rams in the past. He threw four interceptions last week, They still were in the game thanks to the way that their defense was playing, but I don't know if Sam Darnold can carry a Seahawks team to anything significant in the playoffs.
I think it's going to be all about him having the time in the pocket to find Jackson Smith and Jigba. That's the most important thing for the Seattle Seahawks. But, you know, it was very interesting because Seattle was the talk of the town when they beat Washington, and that followed into the next week when they blew out the Cardinals. And now one loss that ends a four-game winning streak, and now it does feel like the entire league is turning on Seattle and Sam Darnold. I'm not there yet. I don't think that they will have the most postseason success, but I think they could end up winning that division. They've got the Titans this weekend, the Vikings after that, then the Falcons, Colts, Rams, Panthers. I mean, they have a very favorable schedule throughout the rest of this season. Here's something I wanted to overreact about that and in the NFL right now, and that is what's going on in terms of what we're seeing in prime time. It just feels like it has turned. The first half of the season, I felt like every primetime game was terrific.
They were so good.
The second half of the season, it has not been that way. And the league is deciding not to flex Washington against Denver out. And Michael was kind of explaining the whole thing for me. It's boring. It's minutia. I don't really care. But what is going on with the primetime games recently, right?
I don't know. They started off with such a hot streak, and I guess water kind of has to find its level at some point, but all of last week's games were not great. The week before, also not great. We were on a heater at the beginning of the season. It felt like they couldn't miss. But not flexing out the Commanders game is weird to me. You have a lot of great matchups that week, and the fact that you're throwing out a Commanders team that maybe if Jaden Daniels plays could be interesting, but even if he doesn't, it's battered and bruised and isn't going to be what they expected at the beginning of the season. To just go on that big stage again and, I guess, embarrass themselves a little bit, it's not a good look. I don't understand why they're not flexing it out either.
Yeah, I mean, that Sunday night game, Eagles-Lions, was hyped up to be maybe a, you know, championship preview game. Ended up being such a dud. It was like a defensive battle. Thursday night will be Bills-Texans this week. That doesn't get me that excited. Sunday night, Bucks-Rams should be pretty good. Panthers-49ers Monday night. Even though the Panthers are 6-5 and the 49ers are 7-4, I just don't have that much faith that that will end up being a good contest. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We've been going around the NFL with NFL hits. The injury note, Aaron Rodgers doesn't need surgery. His status is to be determined. I find it very unlikely that he plays this weekend. He has a brace around his, left wrist, so it's his non-throwing wrist, but there was a fracture, which means he cannot get sacked, right? And so I just don't think that you're going to put him out there on Sunday. I do think that this is a big game for Pittsburgh, and that's kind of why Tomlin's really going to take this to the last minute. He said Aaron wants to play. The opponent has nothing to do with it. It's his love affair with the game of football. I think they need to side with caution here because for Pittsburgh to have any success in December, they need a healthy Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, absolutely. He is a tough player. He's played through some stuff before in the past, but now he's 40 and he doesn't quite have that same mobility. We've seen it all season long. He's right. Being caught in the pocket. He's not getting out and extending plays as much as he did when he was in his prime, and that's going to lead to sacks. And when you have a broken wrist, even if it's not your throwing wrist, you can't come down on that at all. That's just going to be really dangerous for him out there on the field.
Last four games, he's taken a total of 10 sacks. That one really cost them against the Bengals because their quarterback will be out for this weekend, most likely. He is status is questionable right now. I find it unlikely that Rodgers suits up for the Steelers this weekend. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. And we are broadcasting live from Capital Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. The big story in the sports world today, locally, Virginia Tech hires James Franklin. I was just looking on social media, Jeremy. He's in Northern Virginia right now already, meeting donors. Somebody asked him, do you like Metallica? He laughed and said, of course he does. And of course, they asked him that because Enter Sandman begins every Hokies football game. But Hokies have their new head coach in James Franklin. We'll break that down on the final hour of the show, All Things College Football University Drive, with the man, the myth, the legend, Hokie Steve, joining us next. But right now, wanted to go around the world of Hollywood and entertainment with a segment we call Netflix on the Fan.
Netflix, the best of streaming services, TV, movies, books, podcasts, and more. We've got you covered on Netflix.
So on Friday, we said goodbye. We bid adieu to Stubby Stub, who was named Stub affectionately because of his love for movies and the amount of movie tickets he had purchased, using all of his Odyssey money on Stubbs. So we called him Stub. And now Jay Money is taking over on the board, and we want to find out what kind of movies Jeremy is into. I'll tell you, I got way back into Marvel. I am so hooked again because I watched Fantastic Four like last weekend. Now I'm going back. I'm watching the ones I missed, like Shang-Chi. Mm. It's just crazy how Marvel can hook me back in with one good movie.
Yeah, I mean, that was like my whole childhood growing up, all the Marvel movies. I'm big on the superhero movies. Shang-Chi is a really good one. That wasn't one to miss. They had a couple stinkers in there recently, but they've got a couple hidden gems in there as well.
Yeah, and it is available on Disney Plus. That's where you can go back and check them all out. To me, it's just, I thought they peaked with Endgame. Infinity War is an Endgame.
Right.
And then they fell off for a while, but I really think that they're turning the corner here, and they realize that we've got some competition with James Gunn at DC.
Yeah, he's turned that cinematic universe around a little bit. They figured it shouldn't be dark and scary and get a little bit more on the comedic side of things.
Yeah, I did enjoy Superman. I might say, though, that I thought Fantastic Four was even better. I finish a Peacock show I wanted to tell people about. My girlfriend's got me watching all these dramas with her. We watched Task on HBO, which is like a murder drama mystery. We watched Untamed on Netflix. These are all AWOD approved, certified bangers. Check out Task. Tell me you don't love it. But I finished a show called All Her Fault. Jeremy, let me just tell you, it is freaking dramatic. I don't want to spoil anything, but I'll just tell you, the premise is a man and his wife have their child stolen. And the whole show, which is like a four-episode miniseries, is about finding a way to get their kid back. Dakota Fanning is in it. She is fantastic. She can still act. Michael Pena is unreal. He is so good. You might remember him from Ant-Man, Observe and Report. He's been in a lot of really good roles. He is the detective on the case in this one. Michael Pena is great. All Her Fault, AWOD approved. It is a banger on Peacock if you like all the drama. Anything you wanted to bring up here on Netflix, Jeremy?
Oh, you see, I've been watching a lot of anime recently, actually. It's not the big wheelhouse here, but I've been trying to get all on One Piece, which is a big one. It's got like 12,000 episodes. So
really?
We're working our way through that right now. We're on about episode 1,000. It's been about a year.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's a lot, but they're only 20 minutes. It's not like these hour long movies and TV shows that you're watching that have just a couple episodes each season. They're huge. I'm a big fan. I like it a lot.
Okay. As we're just trying to get to know you a little bit, I always talk about how much I'm a big fan of Adam Sandler. But in terms of acting chops, to me, There's no one better than Leonardo DiCaprio. Do you have a favorite?
Ooh, that's tough. I like Leo a lot. He's done a lot of really great roles. I think Robert Downey Jr. is up there for me. I've seen him obviously in a lot of the Marvel movies, but the stuff he's done outside of that,
Tropic Thunder, so good in that.
Yeah, he always brings his A game to every movie he's in. I think he deserves to be up there.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. I do love Robert Downey Jr. He was great in Sherlock Holmes, good in his role in Oppenheimer as well. You can always count on him, like you said, to bring his A game. Are there any new movies or TV shows that we should be talking about here? I know that I have heard great things about Landman. My buddy Kevin actually was telling me he crushed the entire season. This is the Billy Bob Thornton show in the heart of West Texas. He crushed the entire season in one weekend. And wow. I believe season two is out now. You could check that out on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, it's like their specialty, their wheelhouse, it seems to be Westerns, right? Like, isn't Paramount Plus do the 1883 or whatever that is? Like, it feels like everything Western, you end up on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, they built their whole thing around, like, Yosemite and all those spinoff shows
from there. Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like they love that kind of style. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, the sports and Netflix crossover is YouTube TV and Disney Plus agreeing to a long-term deal. Here's the AWOD story. I got completely screwed because as YouTube TV was holding out with Disney, I needed to watch UVA, so I signed up for Fubo, signed up for the free trial. The free trial ended the day before Disney and YouTube TV agreed to a deal, so I was out $90. Now, luckily, while we were driving to Raleigh yesterday, Michael sent me the link, so I did go to YouTube TV and get that $20 credit that they offered people. So now I'm only down $70 for the whole situation here. But it was a nightmare for basically 2 weeks. And I'm glad it's solved. But, I mean, I just got completely screwed in the situation because I couldn't go a weekend without my football.
You didn't fall in love with Fubo in the couple days you were on it?
No chance. I sound like such a nerd when I say this, but like the interactive elements, the clicking at Fubo TV compared to like a YouTube TV, it's just awful. The quad box is unbelievable. Disney's, you know, with Fubo, you had to like click two different things to go last, right? Growing up, I was the king of the last button on my remote. We had Cox Cable on demand growing up, and I would be on the remote every time the sporting event I was watching go to commercial. Boom, I'm flipping to Modern Family or something, Two and a Half Men, to entertain me for 3 or 4 minutes, and then I would hit the last button. I would always time it right when they're coming back. But with Fubo, you had to actually click the remote and then click over to the button that said last. I hated that. With YouTube TV, I didn't think there was a last button, and then a listener hit me to it. You just click the middle button and hold it, and it does that for you. And so that's my favorite thing, is being able to time it out with two different things. I know a lot of people love to split screen or picture in picture. To me, it's I got two things going on, and I know when each of them are going to be on. I'm just the king of that last button. Yeah. Boom. All right, football play is back. Boom. It's commercial. Let's get to some kind of comedy or something.
Yeah, it's an art. It's an art to get that last button.
It is.
It took me like 10 years, but I got it down sometime in middle school or high school, and then I started going with the 4 or 5 different screens, so I might be out of practice there.
Yeah. You're right. It is an art, and I feel like the director when I'm in control of my remote. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.